We're living through very stressful times, whether it be financial pressures or family worries. A lot of people are struggling to sleep at night, struggling to switch off from the never-ending negative news, which we are bombarded with every day. It is very tempting to reach for that glass of wine in the evening to unwind and de-stress. But does this cause us more problems in the longer term? And Barbara, who's just ran up the stairs, is a facilitator with Preparing for Life, and she joins us this morning. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, that drama over, we can de-stress now for a while.
You can.
Yeah, exactly. Barbara, what exactly is stress and how does it affect us?
All right. Well, you know, stress, it's a normal physical response to events that make us feel threatened or upset the balance in our lives. It's the body's way of responding to any sort of threat. It's usually physical threat.
Okay.
And we're primed from primitive times to deal with stress. I don't know if you've heard of fight or flight.
Yeah.
It's in all of us. It's a normal body reaction and it works great if we're under physical threat. So primitive man needed it to either run and kill that bear or run away from the bear. And in everyday life now, because of other stresses we have that maybe outside of our control or actually internal or external, let's say, we're primed for stress a lot.
Right.
And those dangers may not be physical.
Okay.
They may be psychological. So we're ready. You know, the stress hormone cortisol is reduced or is produced by the adrenal gland. It actually makes us get ready, gets blood to where it needs to be, gets power to our muscles, raises our heart rate, so gets us ready to do things. And if we're not in under physical threat, it's actually going nowhere and using up a lot of energy in our body. And it's dangerous for us when that happens.
Are people, society now in general, we're kind of like a 24-hour society. We're busy, running around. Is stress becoming a big factor now in people's lives?
It is indeed, because trouble with mortgages, trouble with jobs, trouble holding down jobs. People maybe not been able to say it before. You might be able to move from one job to another if you weren't happy, but people are keeping their head down, staying where they're staying because, and they may not be happy about that, but they feel they've no choice. Family worries, relationship worries, just basically people feeling trapped in some ways, and a lot of the time, we may create our own concerns that aren't there. It depends on the type of person we are, really. So people who are generally optimistic, who have a good social support system, may be okay about dealing with stress because they'll talk to somebody about it. And then people who might be find themselves isolated might be people who are vulnerable to stress, who may be sensitive to what other people think about them. Their confidence might be a little bit lower. Now, that could happen to somebody who's confident, but if a major life experience happens or a major life change happens, they too may become vulnerable. But they might have the backup to get back out there and do things again, whereas a person who doesn't feel very good about themselves to begin with could actually get worse with stress.
I think like stress is kind of like a word that we don't really understand. It can have a physical effect then on your body, can't it?
Like it can indeed.
Yeah. What sort of things can happen if you're constantly stressed and you're not looking after yourself and you're not de-stressed in your life?
Okay. Well, it can affect us in four different ways.
Okay.
In our mind, we could have problems with remembering things. We mightn't be able to concentrate. Our judgment might be poor. We might only see the negative, so we go around with blinkers on. We'll just put aside with everything, anything that's positive, and stick with negative because that's what we believe. We might be constantly worrying and anxious. With physical, we could have aches and pains, diarrhoea or constipation. We could have nausea or dizziness, chest pain, rapid heartbeat, loss of sex drive. We could have frequent colds, and we could be prone to panic attacks.
And with you can see it there, like it builds a whole, you know, a circle
of it's like
you're
a vicious circle,
isn't it? Like you're going to the doctor, you're worrying, and it's really difficult.
Absolutely.
What are the best ways that you can cope? What are the best things that you've, you know, found that people, without taking medications or, you know,
Well, the first thing to do is to address it, to recognise that I'm stressed. Now it's hard, sometimes it creeps up on us and we don't realise we're stressed till someone says, gosh, you're going 90 to the minute, or you've become very withdrawn. You can either do things too fast or you can step back. So the main thing is to find out, first of all, am I stressed? And how to help ourselves would be to learn to adapt to, if we have a stressful situation, learn when it's out of our control, say to yourself, okay, I have to accept this is where the situation is, but how can I help myself in dealing with it? Because we can't change everything. It's not possible to change everything.
We do have a habit in Ireland too. Yeah. There are a lot of people that tend to do a lot for everybody else, and they don't tend to look after themselves.
And then it happens then worse. Also, exercise is great.
Yeah.
Getting out there, even a 15-minute walk a day, gets you out of yourself for a little while, and it's a distraction no matter what. You can't help but notice the road or notice things around you, because you have to pay attention outside of yourself if you're exercising. Trying to have a healthy diet is another way of helping ourselves.
What sort of foods would be good to look at or to keep avoid even?
Well, just avoid fatty foods and any of the foods or the likes of caffeine. Anything that's a high energy drink or caffeine can actually make our heart rate faster and can cause symptoms that feel like stress as well. So it isn't a problem for some people. If it's not a problem for you, stick with your caffeine. But if you find that you're constantly under stress and you realise, I take a lot of caffeine, smoking, nicotine, well, we know smoking kills. And some people smoke more when they're stressed, and the nicotine in the system is a real stimulant. Again, it can make your heart beat faster.
What is the idea behind smoking? Is it because not only the nicotine and tobacco, whatever, the addictive element is, isn't there also something to the actual, that you are breathing, that you're breathing properly because you're inhaling the cigarette, so you're actually you're watching your breathing, so that's why some people get relaxed from smoking as well.
It's
because you're aware of your breathing
perhaps, but wouldn't it be much better to breathe in some fresh air?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But like we all have our voices, I suppose, it'd be much better to breathe in some fresh air.
We can
actually breathe too fast when we're stressed, and we can breathe in too much oxygen, and when we take in oxygen, it comes out in the form of carbon dioxide, what the waste product is. But when we get panicky or we're very stressed, we might hyperventilate, so breathe too fast. So we end up having actually too much oxygen, which leaves us feeling a little bit dizzy and lightheaded. And sometimes people who are stressed just breathe from very high up
in
their chest.
Yeah.
So learning breathing retraining is another way of helping ourselves to calm down, even in a moment of, let's call it madness, when we feel everything's out of my control. If we just stop to breathe, nobody would even notice that.
Yeah.
And if we tell ourselves, I'm relaxed, we may not be relaxed, but if we pretend we're relaxed, it actually just takes a moment or two to ground us and maybe not step foot into something further, you know, that's going to make things worse for us.
The thing that I learned over the years to de-stress, because I tend to get stressed doing radio programs, for instance, is I if I'm in the house of my own, have to be on my own now, Keith, but I sing karaoke.
Great.
In the house of my own, because you're actually aware of your breathing, and it actually just relaxes you, because I do tend to breathe too high and not from the stomach.
I think we all do, actually. I mean, I do it myself at times as well. And it's about awareness.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the first step to controlling stress is finding out, am I stressed? Or actually, let's say, when am I stressed? Because we all are stressed at some stage. But recognising it is the first biggest step. And the more we ignore it, the more it catches up on us. We can't actually move away from it. It just affects everything else.
So as you were saying, like, we do need a bit of stress to get our everyday
function. It's a great motivator.
It is a great motivator.
Yeah, absolutely.
It pushes you along. What other things would you say?
Well, with regards, it can make us do things like if we've got fight and flight on, and there's going to be an accident, we can slam on the brakes quick if we notice something ahead. If we're oblivious to everything around us, we could be head on into that collision.
Yeah.
If we've got a radio interview and we're prepared for it, we can. A little bit of stress is good, because it can make us, okay, what do I need to say? Yeah. What's my message? If we're blissfully unaware of stress, we may be blissfully unaware of life as well.
True.
We need a little bit, but too much can actually freeze us, and we actually end up not being able to do anything.
A lot of people are talking about panic attacks now. I noticed a lot of my friends have panic attacks. Not all of them, but some of them. Is that a byproduct of a stressful life, a panic attack? What exactly is a panic attack?
When it happens, somebody, the first thing about panic is it's harmless. It's not dangerous. It feels dangerous, but it's terrifying. And for a person suffering with a panic attack, they don't want to hear that it's harmless. But everyone should be checked by their doctor if they have symptoms of panic attack, in case it is something to do with their heart or a medical ailment. And you can't put everything down to stress. You really should be checked by a GP if you have symptoms. But a panic attack can be overwhelming. we can feel it, the whole world's closing in on us. We can actually, we pay attention to what's going on the inside. Our heart rate is so fast, we feel it's going to burst out of our chest. We can become dizzy, tremble, sweating. We can also become very self-conscious of the way we're feeling. And we might just want to get out of somewhere very quick. But it's actually, we end up breathing too fast and hyperventilating. And the symptoms we get from hyperventilating with the sweating and the rapid heartbeat, it's how we react to those symptoms that make us go into a panic because we think, oh, I'm having a heart attack, I'm having a brain hemorrhage, I'm going to die. So we think the symptoms. Instead of maybe some things have been going on for us and we've been burning the candle at both ends, or we're trying to do everything, or we're trying to say, I'm not going to think about that, I won't worry about it. It comes up and bites us when we when that happens.
So it's about understanding yourself and knowing.
And maybe breaking problems into small little pieces and saying, I'll deal with this in small little pieces. Break it down into 8 bite-sized pieces. The stress control class, actually, each week we teach a different aspect of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Can you teach a dog an old trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You can, because actually I notice at the stress control classes, anything I say, people go, oh yeah, we know that. We all know it. But when we're stressed, we don't stick with what we know and we put that aside. We start believing it is something new. The stress control class...
Tell us about that, yeah.
We teach people about what happens in our body when we're stressed. So to recognise the symptoms, you get a CD with giving you relaxation exercises. And doing something like that can be completely alien to any of us.
I did them a couple of years ago and I found them really difficult to switch off.
Yeah.
Really hard. And I remember I was going to see somebody, a talking therapist at the time, and she said to me, stick with it. And I was so stubborn, it took me ages.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it's the best thing I ever did.
You stuck with it, and I did.
Really did. And it really, really... switch off and you relax and you can feel the benefit. It's
and
great.
You don't actually, you always remember it once you've done it, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what you said there, Michael, is exactly right. Sticking with it. It might have taken us years to get to the point that we're going to recognise our stress. So you can't change it overnight.
Exactly,
it's going to take a lot of unlearning and learning something new to get back to being on an even keel. Now, it's not to say we'll never have stress again. Mm. It's just learning ways of coping with it. We look at our thoughts in the class. What kind of thoughts we have, mostly negative. We challenge our thoughts, learn how to challenge them.
Negative thoughts, is it a peculiarly Irish thing?
Yeah, it
or
is.
Very, like,
I think it is.
I've been to America there and, you know, the Americans are great. Mm. Like, they've tornadoes, hurricanes, natural disasters, and they're still so positive. Yeah. But in Ireland, we are negative, aren't we, in general?
There can be that kind of element of pessimism. I think we're changing somewhat, but there can be that, sure, nothing good ever happens to me, or sure. And it's not for all of us, but sometimes we can. It's like we go back to that whenever anything goes wrong. We also look at our actions, what we do, either behaving angrily or upset or easily overwhelmed, or if we avoid, we look at how can we change our actions. Again, it's broken down into small little pieces, just to give you an overview.
Yeah, great, yeah.
We look at panic, helping people how to cope with panic, telling themselves, this is a panic attack, nothing's going to happen to me, this will pass, I'll be okay. Which might sound stupid, but that might be the only thing. If your friend was going through a panic or a stressed, try to think of what would you say to your friend to help them out.
Mm.
That's the last thing we say to ourselves. Mm. We really have to tell ourselves what we might say to a friend.
Because you're no good to anybody unless you're healthier and looking after yourself.
Then sleep is the other thing. If we don't get, that's a vicious circle in itself. You don't get enough sleep, you'll end up not concentrating well the next day. That goes on for a number of weeks. Things get a lot worse. So looking at sleep, we talk about, you know, the effects of alcohol. A drink is okay, but if you're drinking to cope with stress, it's actually making things worse for yourself. Mm. Could damage relationships.
You're not necessarily getting proper sleep when you've had a few drinks.
No.
You're not getting that proper, you know, good deep sleep.
You'd wake up during the night, or you wake up not refreshed at all. So I'm not advocating no drinking.
Of course,
it's just that if it can make things worse. The same with smoking. Some people cannot give up smoking, and that's their thing. But if you find that you're smoking rather than dealing with your stress, well, it's time to look at what way can I do it. We can't change every situation in our life.
Mm.
There's some things happening. If somebody's sick in your house, if you don't have a job, you can say, well, I'm stressed about that. There's nothing I can do about that. Well, there isn't, but there is a way you can help yourself deal with it. Like, for instance, if you're not working, to get up the same time every day, to set a bit of a routine into your life, to make sure you eat your proper meals, to take up a new hobby that you might have been able to do when you were working.
Yeah.
You know, little things like that can make a big difference to you, increase your self-esteem, and maybe take up some volunteering.
Yeah, we were doing a programme on that last week.
And then it gives you a sense of purpose if while you're between jobs. Also very good in your CV if you're going ahead, well, actually, I might have been out of work, but I tried this and I tried that. And there's something about helping somebody else. When you're helping somebody else, it can take you out of yourself for a little while.
Yeah.
So it's just to realise that there's nothing there for me. I can find a way, even if it's just teaching myself how to cope a little bit or putting a few minutes in my day to relax. Another thing is worry time. I'll worry at 10 to 6 every night and that's all I'll do for 10 minutes. And by the time 10 to 6 come, you might go, what was my list of worries? It means it just stops it right there, but you're giving yourself permission to have it later.
Yeah, because this internal dialogue that people carry around all that, it's just so destructive, isn't it?
It really is. It coming down the street when I was running down. when I was running down to see you, I was in the wrong building.
That was my fault. Sorry, I apologise.
It wasn't your fault. It just happened.
I should have gave you better directions.
No, it just happened.
Could you tell me this course now that's happening on Tuesday, the open day? How do people get involved if they're interested in doing it? And how many weeks do you have to commit to?
Well, I know in the local employment service, it's the LES building, I think, is the other side. I'm not familiar because I've been asked to go to it.
All right.
I'm literally setting up a stall there to tell anyone who comes along about stress control. The classes don't start until late September, early October.
Okay, so plenty of time to get the old holidays out of the way and then get into the winter in a good frame of mind.
And actually the Preparing for Life, who I am the facilitator for, the number there is
1509.
And they'll have details of the autumn schedule, so best not to ring till about August, I would say. I actually don't have the website address,
I know we'll find it before the end of the programme.
That's Preparing for Life. They'll give details of when the class is free. There's no questions asked of you when you come along. So you don't have to worry about, I'll have to say this, I'll have to say that. You don't. There's little workbooks you do, but they're just for yourself. You get a free booklet, you get a CD. And every week we just do a different aspect of stress. It's less than an hour each week. It will run for 6 weeks. We have been doing 5 week courses, but we will be going back to six in the autumn. And literally it just helps you help yourself, which is really what we all want at the end of the day.
Just before I let you go, Barbara, can you just, if you were to give, say, five top tips that people could do to change their life and, you know, de-stress and, you know, make things a little bit, you know, more positive for themselves, what would you say?
Well, I'd say deal with the problem on the spot. Try deal with it there and then. Don't put it off. The one thing you need to do most is the one thing you put off last. So deal with that. Try look after that. Slow down. Just a little bit. A little bit by day, slow down. Doing one thing at a time, instead of being overwhelmed, break it all down into small pieces. Another one would be look and sound relaxed.
Yeah.
If you don't feel it, try act like you're relaxed. And you might actually believe it yourself after a few minutes that I am a little bit relaxed. And then just to try keep a routine going.
Yeah, it's important to, like, if you're not working in particular, like, to get up early and, well, not early, but get up at a particular time, like, say 8. Like, I wasn't working myself for a while and I always get up.
Yeah.
As, you know, just
it's
around.
It's a great idea.
Just get up out of the bed.
A routine is really important because when we have a schedule, I think we'll stick with it. Whereas if you're just going around ad hoc during the day, not realising what'll I do next, you can get very bored and then your confidence takes a real knock.
Absolutely.
You know, so make plans. Do something new.
Yeah.
Take up something new, something that you never thought you'd be able to do.
Or
a
something
sense
you
of
did.
Humour is very important.
Or something you did when you that you enjoyed when you were younger, they say. Go back to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Something that made you laugh. I think we can be devoid of a sense of humour when we're stressed. Mm. There's nothing wrong with laughing at ourselves now and again.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to do now and again, you know. So there's some of the tips anyhow.
All right. Listen, Barbara, thanks very much for coming
You're
in.
You're very welcome.
And apologies about the
no
miscommunication, as they say. That's Barbara.
Lovely
and
to talk with you.
Thanks very much. And come into us again sometime, please.
I will. Actually, the end of August, I will, when we're starting the class.
Definitely.
That's
keep
okay.
in touch with me and
Great.
Come in to talk
Thank
to us again.
Thank you.
And that was Barbara there from Preparing for Life. She's the facilitator there. We will give some information on the